From WRIR's new music journal, The Rummage, here are the 8 albums selected this week. Tsukuba Bambino Diabate is arguably Guinea's best-known musical export. Here he is working in the classic Mandé griot style that he learned in his youth, his voice powerful and gorgeous. The band is large, 3 guitarists, 2 ngoni players, and 1 kora, plus percussion and background singers. Believe it or not, this is the first record of this type, acoustic, string-driven Mandé griot, that Bambino has ever made under his own name. The Fierce and the Dead's second full-length, spooky action covers as much unfamiliar ground as they ever have. What's really spooky is how they keep refining their sound, getting leaner in some aspects, yet also increasingly expansive. Actions and reactions fold in artful post-rock tendencies and structure, with the abrasiveness of metal and a punkish fury in the wonderfully fraught bass work, all with a dedication to melodious discordance. Combining fusion metal, experimental jazz, and math rock, Richmond's own Dumb Waiters, Is This Chocolate? Makes Primal Thumping's energetic and frenetic kinetic sculptures of dynamic volume voyaging, its cross-genre traffic providing the energy. Total Trappist Tragedy is a polka exorcism breakdown sound, and the coordination of space within the whirlwind of instrument and musician is an exercise in every sense of the word. This fin de siècle jazz band is noise, but the cacophony is organized and layered, structural perfection in timeless remodel. Diablos del Ritmo, the Colombian melting pot 1960 to 1985, is Analog Africa's second Colombian release, and it's a great addition to the growing catalog of reissues from that musically diverse country. Disc 1 digs into the fertile soil of Afro-influenced Colombian music. Along with Champeta, we get Afro-soul and French Caribbean covers. Disc 2 focuses on cumbia and other tropical and folkloric styles with new directions as well. Carnival music, poro orchestra with psychedelic organ, and the evident influence of NYC salsa. Tabloid are a sound duo running a DIY audio-visual show in Northern California, and now they've released a debut on nefarious industrial label Chondritic Sound. These 2 extended tracks evolve without resolving, instead parsing static and tonal multiplicities near the crunchy event horizon of AM radio. It's a strident, dark, and kneeling piece of serious kitsch, an unspooling film noir and technicolor lullabies. It's silty and dense and vacillating tidal wash where slow-heaving geysers settle steam, a droning, manacle-clanking procession to the chittering of the record go-round. October saw the long-awaited return of the greatest musical hermits of the 90s. Neutral Milk Hotel played live at the National. Jeff Magnum only uses a handful of chords to project confused thoughts and sexualized World War stories. Behind his voice is a Jurassic amount of woolly fuzz on acoustic guitar and a secondhand shop horn section. In this enthusiastic concert, the band got to see how much they matter to a generation, and that generation got to see one of their heroes. The students and families of the 1969 Highland Springs High School Choir would have never expected a recording they made to have survived the ripe old age of 44 years, or for an individual with no connection to them to listen, or for a critical review of their performance to be published anywhere. But 44 years later, that's what's happening. The concert is Vivaldi's Gloria, a remarkable undertaking for secondary education, and it's an accomplishment that the choral director and his students, wherever they may be, can be proud of. Alleluia, Don't Bend, Ascend is Godspeed You, Black Emperor's first studio album in 10 years. Its pieces were honed as live repertoire, and indeed, the real-time explorative flavor is enduring, with warm and poundingly resolute semantics, strings, and glorious waves of feedback. Its emotional presentation is rich, intimate, tender, and nostalgic. Most notable is the vital core of Godspeed's work, its ability to submerge and occupy the listener internally, then overflow, widening the mind for 20 minutes at a time. Thanks for listening. New issues are released each Monday morning. To learn more about The Rummage, Crate Diver's care of WRIR 97.3, and to read this week's newsletter, visit therummage973.wordpress.com.